The teen pregnancy rate in Baltimore City has dropped nearly 27% since 2008, but it still causes some students to miss a lot of school. Because childcare is a big problem for teen parents, officials at Benjamin Franklin High School opened the district's first all-day childcare center to make it easier for them to stay in class. In this installment of our series Empty Desks, the effects of chronic absenteeism, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn visits one teen mom who uses the center.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Exhausted.
What time did you get up?
Around 6:35 to get myself dressed.
Oh.
And Logan's still asleep.
Logan is 17-year-old Julia Miller's two-month-old son. Dressed in jeans and tennis shoes, the tall high school senior says he usually wakes up at 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. to be fed, which is why she's tired most mornings. Miller walks slowly up the stairs to her room in a small townhouse she shares with her mom and older brother.
This is Logan's father.
Logan's 19-year-old father, Shaquille Johnson, lives here too. He works afternoons in a grocery store and gets up to help Miller with the baby.
His diaper bag? Did you put his wipes in the bag? You see his powder?
Miller changes Logan's diaper and she and his father get him dressed.
You gotta take your medicine, baby.
What kind of medicine does he take?
Vitamin D.
Logan is underweight for his age, but Miller handles the tiny baby expertly. Before moving to Baltimore 2 years ago, she lived in Charlotte, North Carolina with her aunt and practically raised her young cousins. Still, Miller never expected to be doing this for a child of her own at this age.
I had so much stuff planned for me. I did basketball, volleyball, softball, and it was a big shock to me when I found that I was pregnant.
That was in January.
Starting in March, I couldn't go to school no more. I got sick every single day. I couldn't move. Couldn't do anything. I had to quit everything.
After Logan was born, his father and Miller's mother helped a lot, but they both worked. So without a regular babysitter, Miller had to stay home. She missed school so often, she stopped going. But with the opening of the district's only daycare center for student parents at Benjamin Franklin last month, Miller returned to school.
When they opened the center, I was so happy that I can come back to school and finish my year out and graduate. I didn't come back till October 20th, so the school gave me all my work that I needed in order for me to try to pass this quarter. I got most of it done.
As Miller wraps her son up and places a blanket over his stroller, she says she rarely has time to eat breakfast. On this morning, it's raining, so Miller balances a large umbrella in one hand and slowly pushes the heavily laden stroller down the sidewalk with the other. It takes about 5 minutes to get to the door of the daycare center located inside the school.
You did rent
Hello,
today.
I see.
How did you sleep last night?
He woke up one time last night. I was so happy.
Miller briefly speaks to another teenage mom who is so thin, she looks like an elementary student.
We all like try to help each other out in some type of way. And since I'm older, I try to keep them on track.
With her son being fed, Miller sounds tired as she gets ready to begin her school day.
Let me get to my first period.
She leaves, feeling that her son is safe in the hands of trained child care professionals, freeing her to work toward graduating this year and attending Coppin State next year to study forensic science.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Eat some breakfast.
I will.
I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.